Hello, and welcome to a special mini episode of the Unending TBR podcast. This is going to be a little bit different because I would like to actually give quick shout outs and maybe a little bit of a few questions for you guys as to what bookish shops you all like to shop for, because I mean, Christmas is right around the corner, and if you want to get those gifts, you got to jump on it quick. So welcome to this experimental episode of the podcast. So in this episode of the podcast, I would kind of like to, you know, what do you get bookish people for gifts? And I mean, I know there's always the books, but sometimes it's harder. You don't know what book somebody has. And I have really loved finding the whole world of bookish merch online, especially through Instagram. Bookstagram is a great resource, and you always see people with really fun t-shirts with literary quotes, and there's just so many different things that people have made bookish and sell in their shops. And I would like to take a little bit of time to give some shout outs to people who do these things. One of the first ones that I would like to give a quick shout out was one that I was involved in the very beginning of her launch. Since then, I haven't done my own Etsy shop, but that's Faith and Fiction Book Box. This is actually run by the girl who got me into Bookstagram, and I just wanted to give her a quick shout out because she puts together especially Christian fiction themed book boxes and gives you that fun element of ordering a mystery box where you can get a book and a bunch of items that she has gathered from other craftspeople that have put together items that go with the book. So I thought that was a really, really fun thing to do, especially when all those book subscriptions were going everywhere. I like it that she created one focused on Christian fiction because that's the majority of what she reads. So I thought that was really fun. If that's something that you would look for, check out Faith and Fiction Book Box. The next one that I am going to do is actually, you have heard her. It's Alyssa from Once Upon a Page Designs. And you have heard her here on the podcast before, but I would like you to hear in her own words what she does and advertising her shop.
With my business, Once Upon a Page Designs, I turn vintage and discarded books into art in order to give them new life. I use the books and their pages to create various keepsakes that readers cherish, such as wreaths, candles, Christmas tree ornaments, jewelry, flower planters, and various seasonal and home decor. I am a lifelong reader and avid collector of books. Ever since I was a little girl, I would read anything I could get my hands on. In my pursuit of the next great book, I found vintage books and discarded paperbacks that had seen better days. I decided to give these books a second chance, and I began experimenting with art made from these volumes. Now, I make and sell unique products made from a variety of books, and even hymnals and maps too. It's like I always say, books are not eternal, but their stories are forever. Because I am an avid reader and bookworm, most of the products I make have treasured and well-known quotes, scenes, speeches, or illustrations from whatever book I use. I may include things such as Mr. Darcy's professional love in Pride and Prejudice, an illustration of Lucy and Mr. Tumnus in Narnia, or Anne Shirley's exclamation of the love of October in Anne of Green Gables. I treasure these stories, so I make things that other readers will cherish and love as well. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook with the handle at Once Upon a Page Designs. I have an Etsy shop full of bookish items to choose from. I love doing custom orders, so if you have a favorite book you want something made from, just reach out to me. Remember this year to shop early, shop handmade, and shop small businesses, and be sure to support all of the great bookish creativity out there.
And I just want to say, Alyssa does such a great job capturing not only the spirit of the stories that she's including in these pieces of art, but she includes the pages and parts of those iconic scenes in the very well-loved stories. I personally have a candle of Pride and Prejudice on my shelf, and it has Darcy's second proposal in there. So that was just such a fun, it's a fun piece of, and a fun different way of having these stories in your home as decor. It's a fun way to enjoy books. This next shop is another way. It's so fun when I came to Bookstagram realizing there were literary candle shops where you get to have that setting the atmosphere, special pieces. And I would like to talk about, well, I will let them talk for themselves of this great candle shop.
Are you an old soul with a love for classic literature and years gone by? Hi, my name is Sierra, and I run Scrawlings Literary Goods, a small business that sells book-themed candles to help capture the atmosphere of the worlds that you read about. The candles are hand-poured and made of soy wax. I think there's something so calming and cozy about woodwick candles, so I always make sure to have that as an option for people who would like to upgrade their candle game. At Scrawlings Literary Goods, you will also find an ever-changing and ongoing variety of secondhand books. Often, I will have a collection of vintage paperbacks, Agatha Christie, first editions, special editions, and old books. I make a point to sell books at a variety of price points, so there's always something for everybody. And to fill in all those empty spaces on the shelves between your books, you can buy beautiful and unique vintage treasures at this shop to really make your library a cozy and classic spot to sit and read. Currently in the shop, there is a Rosenthal porcelain trinket dish that could make all your Downton Abbey dreams come true. Buying secondhand books and vintage items means that you become a part of its story. Even though you are the next hands to hold that treasured item, you can see memories of its previous lives through the scrawlings of names written in front covers, passages annotated, pages worn from fingers flipping through. They're all little treasures, and I hope you feel the same way as you receive your package from Scrawlings Literary Goods. My current favorite candle is Joe's Attic, which is one of this year's fall feature candles. Based on the book Little Women, it smells warmly of apples, cedar beams, and vanilla. Another favorite, which is my bestseller, is Laura Ingalls Wilder. With notes of prairie grass, sweet balsam, and alfalfa, this candle truly smells like you're standing in a field under the wide blue skies of the prairie. We also have a Jane Austen-themed candle from her book Emma, a candle based on the Bronte sisters, a Shakespeare candle, and more. I love to help you with whatever needs you have. Whether you are looking for a certain book or wanting a custom order of candles for gifts, I'm here to do my best to help you. You can receive 10% off all orders with a rep code that you will find in the highlights on the Scrawlings Literary Goods Instagram bio. And make sure to keep an eye out for sales as the holidays approach. I hope you find all the perfect gifts for your loved ones this holiday season, and if I can be a part of that or help you in any way, it would make my day. Thank you and happy holidays.
I just love the variety, too, of shops and different places that have, that bring these books and these stories to life for us so much. They're is Sweet Sequels. Her shop, she does literary art. She has beautiful books, bookish merchandise. She does hand-painted designs of some of the classics. And I just love all these pages. She also has some really awesome t-shirt and art. She has she's painted book stack pictures and then printed them onto t-shirts, which I think is super cool, because how cool is it to be able to have a t-shirt? I mean, I definitely have a couple literary t-shirts, and it's just a fun way to bring and have your love of reading around with you. Another place is Crabapple. book designs. She designs bookish t-shirts and coffee mugs as well, and she just has some really fun, snarky sayings. She has a great sense of humor. I really have enjoyed her, and she was another one that has really been influential in my early Bookstagram years. Just a really great person to talk to, down to earth, and I love how she really works and collaborates with other bookish shops. Some of it's not all Christian fiction. I know she does some classics and she does branch out, but she's an author as well. So she has a lot going on, but Crabapple definitely has some fun stuff as well. Oh, and the Bookish Boutique is another place. Her tagline is making your literary dreams come to life. She has a bunch of t-shirts and other items. So that's another one, you know, once you start getting out there on Instagram, especially, I feel like that's a really great place because you can see the different products that they have. And I know there's a lot on Etsy. I would like if you could come over to Instagram and drop me a line of your favorite bookish shop, because tag them, because I really love exploring these things, and I would like this post to be a resource for people who want to buy their loved ones, friends or family members who love books, something bookish. And I just think that this is a fun way to connect. I have enjoyed seeing all these things, and I hope you can find something too. Now to another shop that she sent in a recording of her describing her items. And I just love hearing people describe what they do, because there's nothing like the passion of somebody verbally telling you what they do, why they enjoy it. And I would like to move to Northanger Soapworks.
Hi, I'm Lady Laura, and I'm so excited to be on Nicole's podcast to talk about something I love. I make Jane Austen soap. All kinds of soap that are inspired by moments and people and locations, all from Jane Austen's novels. All six of them. I make beautiful, fragrant bar soaps, and candles, and lip balm, as well as liquid soap. On November 6th, I have my next collection coming out. It is my winter collection, and holiday soaps will be part of that. You can use coupon code TBR10 to get 10% off your purchase through mid-December. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. My handle is at Northanger Soapworks. You can also sign up for my newsletter at my website, northangersoapworks.com. I'll end with a quote from Mary Bennett of Pride and Prejudice. I should infinitely prefer a book.
Oh my goodness. I just love listening to that, and that just sounds so fun. And again, it's all those pieces of gifts that are referenced with these great stories that we love that come, just help it come alive in another way. And I think that is a great way. I love all the candles and everything that I've got or tried to create that help celebrate the love of reading that we share. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Wiccan Sarcasm. They are a company that does great scented candles. I have a bunch of the candles, have not burned them all because I just love sniffing them. But sometimes they have bookish themed candles, which is always fun because all the bookish themed things. So again, I would love to hear where you are shopping for your bookish merch this season. And I mean, we'd love to hear it. Even though we can't get it in Christmas, there's Valentine's Day coming up, there's birthdays, all the different things. So thank you for listening to this episode, and thank you to all who who joined me in participating in putting this together. And I loved hearing about all the things. So thank you. And we will talk next time.